You're listening to SBS News.
Clad in their usual bright orange uniforms, the Dutch entered their World Cup semi-final in Lyon against Sweden, favourites. But, bright uniforms aside, it was Sweden who made the brighter start, in a game that presented much fewer opportunities on goal than the tournament's other semi-final. The nature of the game was such that it was little surprise to see the score still tied at nil-all at half-time. The contest became more vivid after the interval. Sweden hit the post with a shot in the 56th minute, but the Dutch seized more control of the play, and Swedish goalkeeper Helvig Lindahl was forced to turn a Dutch shot onto the bar in a goal-mouth scramble in the 64th minute. Lindahl forced to make another notable save in second-half stoppage time, and that was enough to send the match to 30 minutes of extra time, still locked at nil-all. However, pressure is usually bound to force something at some point, and so it was here. Slightly more than 8 minutes into extra time, Sweden had to repel another Dutch attack, but couldn't clear the ball. It fell to Dutch midfielder Danielle van der Donk. SBS commentator David Bashir describes what happened from there.
Van der Donk breaks nicely, and the shot's in! Beautiful strike by Jackie Groenen. The Dutch are in front in extra time.
Van der Donk's pass taking an unfortunate deflection off a Swedish player and running into the path of fellow Dutch midfielder Jackie Groenen. Groenen's shot from outside the penalty box was superb, angling across Lindahl and beating her for a goal. It's just the third goal of Groenen's international career and easily her most important. 1-0 to the Netherlands, and despite some valiant efforts from Sweden, there the score stayed until the end. The Dutch into their first ever World Cup final with a deserving victory. Groenen winning the Player of the Match award for her goal, although Shanice van der Sanden was also impressive for the Dutch, despite only coming on as a substitute more than 70 minutes into the game. A berth in the World Cup final is representative of the meteoric rise of the Dutch women's team. They had never made a World Cup until the last one, 4 years ago. Now they are the champions of Europe, and one win from being champions of the world. Groenen says much of the side's rise has to do with mentality and diversity.
I think we have a very different style of players, so we have a good mix of everything, and everyone believes in ourselves. We have a team that is always positive, that always fights, and as I say, we have so much different qualities that it's like a perfect mix.
On the other side of the result, there was, naturally, despair. Lindahl close to tears after the match as she reflected on the range of emotions defeat in such a big match brings.
I am very upset. I'm angry, sad and very disappointed. You love football and you hate football, and today I hate football. So it's just someone has to lose.
Sweden will play against England in the third place playoff on Sunday, but all eyes will be on the final on Monday. The Netherlands now the only thing standing between the United States and back-to-back world championships. The rise of the Dutch is symbolic of that of many traditional powers in men's football in Europe, who are now also becoming good at women's football. However, the United States is not a rising power in women's football. It is already the predominant one. And they will enter Monday's match in Lyon warm favourites to become world champions again. It would be their fourth world title. Groenen, though, says the prospect of playing the mighty Americans gives her team no fear.
I've seen the games are a very good team, but it's a final. Who knows what can happen right there? We will do everything in our power to beat them. No, I'm not scared, but I'm not scared of any team. It's a football game. Anything can happen.
For some, like Dominique Bloodworth, a Dutch-American final is not only a football game, but an affair of the heart. The Dutch defender explains.
It's a very nice game to see if America plays against the Netherlands, and I heard also a lot of good stories from America because my husband, he's American, so he has a lot of good things to say about the Netherlands, so I'm very excited.
But it will take more than the kind words of Brandon Bloodworth, a former US Air Force man, to defeat the mighty United States team. Sweden's played both the Netherlands and the United States in this tournament. Here are the thoughts of Swedish coach Peter Gerhardsen on the Netherlands versus United States matchup.
I feel that both teams play with three forwards. And the US have had a few injuries now on their forwards, and that is also true for the Netherlands. So these players are incredibly important. They could decide a match. So before the final, I'm sure it'll be a struggle to get these best players in shape, and those who succeed in that will succeed in the game. I think those are the players that can decide a match. You know that little touch and a brilliant shot from long distance. You know, that's what could make the difference. Those who've got the best players up, you know, towards the top of the game will be those who'll decide the game.
As far as the United States go, their player that fits Gerhardsen's description says she will likely be fit to play in the final. US captain Megan Rapinoe missed the semi-final against England due to a hamstring injury, but says she trained well in the Americans' first training session after the semi-final. Still drawing attention is the goal celebration Rapinoe's teammate, Alex Morgan, produced after she scored what turned out to be the winning goal against England. Some have complained that Morgan, pretending to drink a cup of tea after scoring against England, was disrespectful. Morgan explained after the match that the celebration was, in part, an expression of the struggles her team has gone through to reach the heights of this tournament, rather than some sort of historical gesture or mocking the British love of tea. When asked for her views on the controversy, Rapinoe was typically forthright.
Wah, wah, wah. I mean, it's like, we're at the World Cup, what do you want us to do? This is the biggest stage, the biggest moment. I don't think anyone truly believes that we disrespect the game or disrespect our opponents. We have the utmost respect for England and every team that we've faced and every team that we will face forever and ever. That's just part of the DNA of the squad. And with that said, we work hard, we like to play hard, and we like to have fun and enjoy ourselves, and these are the absolute biggest moments to do that.
And in a tournament of big moments, the biggest moment for Rapinoe and her teammates is still to come when they play the Dutch for the game's ultimate prize. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.